At 8:51, 70 degrees, it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It's a good day out there, starting off really warm, and we had a great weekend. Looks like there was a lot of progress made. We're kind of anxious to see the USDA numbers this afternoon to see just how much work was accomplished this past week. But conditions certainly started getting a lot better in the last few days, and we're going to see this trend continue in some locations today. But tomorrow we'll start seeing some rain come into a portion of the western sections of the Midwest. We'll actually see some of that today in the western Corn Belt, Nebraska, western Iowa, back down to western Missouri and parts of Kansas. Those areas will see showers and some thunderstorms during the course of the day today. They won't cross over the Mississippi River, though, until overnight tonight. So tomorrow we'll start seeing scattered showers from Illinois into Wisconsin and parts of Indiana, southward into portions of western Kentucky. And by the time we get to Wednesday afternoon, we'll probably have showers and some thunderstorms scattered pretty widely across a big part of the Midwest. Now, it's not going to be just a general rain. These are going to be showers that come and go throughout this three-day period, really, starting tomorrow and continuing on into Thursday or even early Friday morning. Now, by Friday afternoon, we should be drying out in most areas. The western Corn Belt will already be drying out on Thursday afternoon. The moisture totals over this next few days will probably not be all that great. We'll run anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch in southern Michigan upwards to close to 1 inch near the Ohio River. There may even be a few spots in Illinois and Missouri that could actually get more than a couple of inches. So there will be some erratic distribution of rainfall here, and obviously some areas are going to not get along quite as well as others as far as the volume of rain is concerned and the setback in field work. After this system is out of the way, we'll have another several-day period of drying take place. This will be probably from Friday into Monday of next week for much of the Midwest, certainly the eastern areas, and then we'll start seeing another round of showers and thunderstorms coming up for the middle part of next week, starting on Tuesday and going on into Wednesday, at least, if not Thursday. So we're at that time of the year where we're getting these disturbances coming and going across the region, and fieldwork will just have to work around each one of them. The temperature bias is going to continue to be favorable for us, at least in the sense of helping us to dry down after each event takes place. The afternoon temperatures today are expected to continue to recover. We got very warm over the weekend. It looks like the highs this afternoon will continue to be rather warm, with 70 and 80 degree readings likely in many areas. So we'll continue the drying trend across the region. But starting with the shower activity tomorrow, we'll start seeing some cooling take place from west to east. It'll still be nice. We'll look for upper 60s and 70s in the western parts of the region tomorrow. Still some 80s in the lower parts of Ohio and Indiana down into Kentucky as we get into the day on Tuesday afternoon. But that'll be the last of the 80-degree days. And we'll cool off, coming back down into 60s and lower 70s for Thursday and Friday of this week before we start warming once again. The low temperatures at night are expected to slip back mostly into the 40s and 50s throughout this week. It probably won't get any colder than that until maybe this weekend. We might see some 30s popping up across northern and eastern portions of the Midwest. And in hard red winter wheat country over the weekend, a major soaking event took place. We were expecting it, and we got it. 2 inches upwards to 7 inches from Nebraska to north central Texas, a substantial change, obviously, in the moisture profiles across those areas to help crops down the road. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great Monday.
You too.
Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.